that what I have will take very long, so it's the first time I've ever preached this message. So again, I don't know what direction it's going to go, but we'll just do what the Lord's laid upon my heart. John chapter 18 in your Bible. John chapter 18. And I want to begin reading with verse number 15 and read down through verse number 21 in my Bible, John chapter 18 and verse number 15. I'm sorry, chapter 19. No wonder I'm in the wrong book. Hang on just a second. Be patient with me. John chapter 18, verse number 15. Let's stand, please. Stretch your legs one more time while I read from the Bible. John chapter 18, look at verse number 15. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. And Peter stood at the door without, then went out that other disciple, which was known by the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He saith, I am not. And the servants and officers stood there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I spake openly in the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Why ask thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. Let's bow, please, for prayer. Our Father, we're thankful for this time to pray, and Lord, for the few minutes to open our Bible and preach from the Word of God. But I must confess before you that I'm not able to do this. I find myself as a needy servant of yours. So I do the only thing that I'm able to do. I yield myself to you, giving myself completely and wholly, that you may take me and allow me to be a vessel used for your glory. I pray you'll use the message to speak to everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, that when we leave this building, may we be able to say that I'm closer to God now than I was when I came in. Send revival, Lord, to your people. We'll thank you and praise you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. In these verses that I've read to you this afternoon, we see Peter's first denial of the Lord. If you compare Scripture with Scripture, you will find that if you go over and read the other authors, that Peter actually denied that he knew the Lord with an oath, and got so involved in his denial that the Bible said he cursed, or as we would say here in Kentucky, he cussed and denied that he knew the Lord. The scene quickly comes back to our Lord as he's standing here being judged. And the Bible said in verse 19, the high priest asked him of his disciples and of his doctrine. He asked him of his disciples first of all. Jesus did not defend or recognize those disciples because it would have involved them in this time of judgment. But it also would have hindered that which he was doing. Jesus said, "No man takes my life, I lay it down that I may take it again." So this is by divine appointment. Secondly, they ask him of his doctrine. Again, Jesus holds his peace and does not answer. Do you realize this afternoon that if Jesus had have defended his doctrine, it would have proved our guiltiness and exposed his innocence? And therefore, the crucifixion would have been called off. Thank God for a Savior that loves us enough that he would hold his peace and be willing to be placed in this position. And the Pharisees are there. The critics are all gathered around. Look with me in verse 21 where the Bible said, Jesus speaking now, "Why ask thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said." Jesus said, just call them in that heard me. And let them do the talking. They'll tell you exactly what I have had to say. And today I want to take that statement and preach a message today on those witnesses that can be called. It'll compare to your testimony today. Do you know no one upon the face of this earth can give your testimony? The other night, Brother Lawrence had opened the floor for testimonies. And there were some that stood and gave their place of salvation, where the Lord first saved their soul and the circumstances that were involved in that. But if you did not stand, your testimony went untold. I believe with all my heart we ought to take every opportunity we get to render our testimony. There are many that I've heard as they stand to give their testimony. And it blessed my soul and caused me to want to testify as well. And so you never know who's listening. You never know who needs to hear how you got saved. So Jesus said, just call them that heard me, and they will tell you what I have said. Today I want to call those people. I want to begin with a little lad today. And I want to bring him in the judgment hall and let him tell what he knows. He would take the stand and he would tell you and I today that there was a day in my life when I wanted to go hear Jesus preach the gospel. Maybe his story would be something like this. He would say, my mother said, where are you going today? And he said, well, I'm going to go over here in the field and hear Jesus preach. And his mother may have said something like this, well, I've heard that he's quite long-winded, so you better take you a lunch You're going to need it if you hear Jesus preach. And this little boy got some loaves of bread and a couple of fishes and went to hear the Lord preach the gospel. I believe that little boy would have been glad to come in there that day and render his testimony. He would probably say something like this: as Jesus preached, everyone around began to get hungry. And he asked his disciples, how are we going to feed them? And they said 100 penny worth would not be sufficient. And they asked Andrew, said, what do you have? And Andrew seen my lunch that I had. And he went and told the Lord about my lunch. And he said, and I heard him, overheard him say, but what is that to so many? And Jesus said, bring me the little lad's lunch. That little boy would have got up and said, do you know what I seen him do? I seen him set all the people down in companies of 50. I seen him take the bag that my lunch was in and reach in and pull out a fish and said, pass it back. And then he reached in again and pulled out another fish and said, pass it back. And then he reached in again and pulled out another fish and said, pass it back. And an hour later, he was still pulling fish out of my lunch. And he was still saying, pass it back. And I stood there watching him as he delivered the bread from my lunch. And he said, here's a loaf, pass it back. And reached in and got another piece of bread and said, here's a piece of bread, pass it back. And an hour later, he's still pulling bread out of my lunch bag. And everybody did eat and was filled, and I was one of them. And then they took up 12 baskets left over and from my lunch. Amen. He said it was in the hand of Jesus, and Jesus multiplied it and fed 5,000 besides women and children with my lunch. And Jesus said, just call them in here that heard me. They'll tell you what I've said. I believe if that little boy was given a chance, he would have come in and give his testimony about his lunch. Now you may ask the question, wonder what they did with those 12 baskets left over. Well, there's 12 disciples in there, and each one of them got a basket and probably followed that little boy home. And when he walked in, could you imagine his mother said, where did you go? He said, I told you, I went and heard Jesus preach. And she said, well, who's this with you? And what are they carrying? And they had 12 baskets of food. And that little boy said, that's my lunch, Mama, that you prepared for me. And it's quite possible that they took it home with him. I believe with all my heart, if that little lad had opportunity, he would glad tell his story over and over and over again. I tell you, in our church, Brother Ed Coffey blesses me to no end. About every time he's in the house of God, he'll stand up and say, Brother Broughton, I want to stand and thank the Lord for saving my soul. I testified after him one time, and when I testified after him, I told the story. I said, following Brother Ed is like a man that said he went to heaven and he survived a great flood, And when he got to heaven, he wanted to give his testimony. And Jesus said to him, get over there behind that man named Noah. And when he's through telling about the flood, then you can give your testimony. That's the way it is. Brother Ed's a blessing. I'm just saying today, give your testimony. Don't be ashamed to stand and render what God has done for you. Secondly, I believe that old Legion would have come in there and told his story. If he had been given an opportunity to stand up for the Lord, Legion would have said, well, I lived out in the cave and I had so many devils on the inside of me that they changed my name to Legion. But I'm here today and I'm clothed and in my right mind, and I've been sitting at the feet of the man that cleansed me, and his name is Jesus, the very one you're trying here today. I believe that old Legion will change his name and call him ex-Legion, but I believe old ex-Legion would have got up and rendered his testimony if he had been given the opportunity. Amen. Jesus said, just call them that heard me. Let them get up and tell the story. And today I believe this generation is in need of somebody to come in and tell what the Lord has done for you. Amen. So I called the little lad and I called Legion. But next I want to call the leper. I believe the leper would stand and give his testimony if he was given an opportunity. I know in my own heart, the Bible says there were 10 of those lepers. And one of them was a Samaritan. You know what a Samaritan is? It's a half-breed. It's half Jew and half Gentile. So they are rejected by the Jewish people. But here would come old leprosy in, and he would take the stand and he would say, I had to separate from my family. I had to live in a cave. I took potsherd and stones and scratched myself till blood flowed from my body. One day Jesus came by and he seen all of those that had leprosy. And we cried out to him, Jesus, have mercy upon us. And if you go to your Bible, you'll find that the disciples or those others begin to cry and tell them to hold their peace. But they cried out the more, the great deal, and said, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon us. And Jesus stood still. Amen. You said, why? He said to those lepers, go show yourself unto the priest, which is in the book of Leviticus. After they're cleansed, they're supposed to be declared clean so they can return home and be with their family again. And so the lepers were going back home as Jesus had told them to. And they had to go to the high priest to be declared clean. So those lepers are walking away, and the leprosy is going away the further they step. Every step brings more purity. And somewhere, for some reason, this one leper turns around and comes back to the Lord Jesus Christ and kneels down at his feet and begins to worship him. And Jesus said, where there are not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Today I want to ask that question. Where are you in giving your testimony? Every one of us ought to be willing to tell our story. Jesus said, ask them that heard me, let them come in and tell you what it was I had to say. I believe that old leper would have told it, don't you? If he had been given an opportunity. So I called the lad and I called Legion and I called the leper. But then lastly I want to call Lazarus. I believe that old Lazarus heard the Lord. As a matter of fact, the Bible would probably declare to us today that Lazarus would say something like this. He came by our house quite often. My sisters, Mary and Martha, loved him. Martha cooked for him, and Mary stayed at his feet and just spent time hinging on every word. But we all three loved him. And while he was gone preaching, an illness came into my body and I literally died. And my sisters tell me now that they put me in the cave and rolled the stone over the mouth of that cave and buried me in that tomb. And I remained in there for 4 days. And by that time, the body begins to decay and begins to smell very poorly. So they come to anoint it. Here comes Jesus, come walking up. And Martha comes running out. And Martha says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And Jesus said, thy brother shall live again. And Martha said, I know he'll live again in the resurrection. She was well taught, wasn't she, Brother Jay? And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. By me, anyone that is dead shall live again and shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said, Lord, I believe. Here comes Mary about that time, and she rehearses the same words to the Lord. Our Lord said to Mary and Martha, where have you laid him? And they took him over to the mouth of the cave. Jesus said, roll the stone away. And he cried with a loud voice, the Bible said, Lazarus, come forth. Thank God. And Lazarus comes walking out of that grave. I believe that if he is given the opportunity, he would have got up there and gave his testimony and said, they undone my grave clothes. And when they opened them up, the first person I saw is the man you have on trial here. His name is Jesus. Amen. Jesus said, why not ask them that heard me? I say to you today in this generation, why not ask them that heard him and let them give their testimony? Let them stand up and tell what the Lord has done for them. Amen. That's the whole key to being saved and remaining in this world. Do you know if being saved is the only important thing, then when you got saved, the Lord could have took you to heaven right on the spur of the moment. As Brother Melvin just so eloquently described, the Lord could have done that. But he left you here, didn't he? He didn't take you to heaven. He left you here so you can give your testimony and so you can tell what things Jesus has done for you. And I wonder today, maybe someone sitting in this room has never given their testimony, never taken a stand before to tell where they was when they got saved and the circumstances that was involved in their salvation. Well, I just want to encourage you today that somewhere along this world and along the line of your life, you ought to be willing, just like these, to give your testimony of what Jesus has done for you. Jesus said, "Don't ask me." I say to you today, sinners don't have opportunity to ask Jesus. But they can ask us. Any of you know Dr. Carl Hatch? Oh, Brother Hatch. I preached with Brother Hatch down in Augusta, Georgia. He and I were in a meeting together, and one night he preached first and I preached second. The next night I preached first and he preached second. And Dr. Hatch is a soul winner. And one of the greatest soul winners I've ever been around. He's not a 1-2-3 counter. Of course, he's in heaven now. But he was not a 1-2-3, you're saved, that's good enough. He dealt with the people one-on-one. We were down in Augusta, Georgia. The pastor come and got us at our motel room and took us over to the Cracker Barrel. And you know how Cracker Barrel is. It's always crowded. So we walked in and the pastor went up to give our name and how many was in our party and came back. And Dr. Hatch was standing beside me. And he walked away from me, and I noticed he went over to the greeting card section. And there stood a young lady looking at those greeting cards in Cracker Barrel. And Dr. Hatch just walks up to her and says, "You have a hunger for God, don't you?" And standing there without another word being said, tears begin to run down her face as Dr. Hatch made that statement to this young lady. And he reached out and grabbed her by the hand and led her to Jesus standing in the Cracker Barrel. You know, you can win people to God with gospel tracts. You can win people to God with your Bible. But you can win the whole world with your testimony of what Jesus has done for you. So I want to encourage you to practice. Amen. Every time you're given an opportunity, stand up and render your testimony. And tell where you was when you got saved. Because Jesus said, "Don't ask me, but ask those that heard me. They will tell you what I have said." We are that group of people. Let's stand and bow for prayer.